El Paso, Texas, continues to be one of the areas most affected by the growing influx of migrants from Central America. In March alone, over 20,000 were apprehended near there, and the burden of caring for many of these migrants, once they are released into the U.S., falls on voluntary shelters. Monica Ortiz Uribe joins us from El Paso, where the main volunteer group, Annunciation House, offered reporters a tour of their newest and biggest shelter today. And Monica, you've actually been into the shelter. What did you see there?
Well, it looks like a work in progress. The new shelter is a 125,000 square foot warehouse in an industrial area of El Paso. It's only been operational for 10 days, and it's called Casa del Refugiado, or House of the Refugee. Walking around it today, I saw a lot of empty rooms and bare white walls that are slowly getting covered with colorful murals by local artists. There's tables and folding chairs set up for meals and registration areas, and a vast high-ceilinged room, which might have once taken truck deliveries, is now a giant open bedroom with 500 cots.
We said this is a volunteer group. Can you tell us more about the organization that's running the shelter, how they're making it all work?
Yeah, they're a local nonprofit shelter network that runs entirely off private donations. The migrants arrive here after they're processed by federal authorities. Lately, daily migrant drop-offs have been up to 1,000 people a day. That's a record high. So Annunciation House is constantly having to find more and more space. Here's their director, Ruben Garcia.
No one ends up on the street. Everybody is provided with a place to sleep. They're treated with dignity, they're recognized as human beings.
Garcia said they opened up this new shelter to save some money. In the last few months, when their shelters were over capacity, Garcia paid to put migrants up in some 200 hotel rooms on a nightly basis. And as you could imagine, that gets unsustainably expensive. So with this new shelter, they hope to house up to 1,500 people, by far their largest shelter.
How are they staffing this new shelter?
Well, Annunciation House is constantly looking for more volunteers. Many are local El Pasoans. Others come from out of town. I spoke with one of those out-of-town volunteers. Her name is Terry Deegan Young, and she's from Golden, Colorado.
And I think there's a misconception that we're giving out tickets to Disneyland. And basically what we're doing is just trying to give them some comfort until they get to wherever their family or their sponsors are.
So Terry says her job changes constantly. One day she describes handing a Bugs Bunny toothbrush to a migrant boy and being moved by the smile it brought to his face. She doesn't speak Spanish, but said this experience has taught her that kindness is a universal language.
That's reporter Monica Ortiz-Rubey in El Paso. Thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.